With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. There are some new developments in the Trump administration's push for redistricting. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has the story.
A panel of three federal judges in North Carolina has cleared the way for a new congressional map to be used in the 2026 midterm elections. The judges rejected arguments that the Republican redrawn map amounted to unconstitutional political retaliation and diluted the voting power of black voters. Meanwhile, in a reversal, Indiana Republicans will meet in December to consider a new congressional district map favoring GOP candidates. The state Senate's Republican leader had previously said they would not meet because there was not enough support to pass a new map. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff set to visit Russia this coming week to discuss a U.S. proposal to end the war in Ukraine. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says helping secure Ukraine's security and sovereignty is in America's best interests.
For America, it matters an awful lot that Ukraine gets an outcome that guarantees their political stability, their sovereign integrity, and their security for decades to come. That's how President Trump delivered deterrence in his first term against Vladimir Putin, which we successfully did, and it's how we can restore deterrence again.
Pompeo made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Hong Kong's deadliest fire in decades is raising questions about corruption and negligence in the renovations of the apartment complex where about 150 people died. An intense fire broke out at Wang Fuk Court Complex in Hong Kong's northern suburbs this past Wednesday. The flames covered 7 of 8 of the towers. The complex was home to about 5,000 residents, some of whom had raised concerns about the renovations more than a year before the fire. This is SRN News. President Trump's administration promoting efforts to work with Nigeria's government to counter violence against Christians by Muslim terror groups there. Following a meeting with Nigerian officials, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth posted on social media that the Pentagon is, quote, working aggressively with Nigeria to end the persecution of Christians by jihadist terrorists. Hegseth says Nigeria has to demonstrate commitment and take urgent and enduring action to stop the attacks. As travel picks up for the holiday season, flyers can find a moment of quiet and relaxation at interfaith chapels in many U.S. airports. Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish leaders first started establishing the chapels at airports in the 1970s, offering quiet space for individual prayer. Tucked behind baggage claims or over food courts, chapels are idiosyncratic, influenced by the local history and demographics, as well as sometimes tensely negotiated arrangements between faith leaders and the airports. This is SRN News. UPS addressing holiday delivery logistics concerns in the wake of the crash of one of its jets.
UPS grounded its fleet of McDonnell Douglas MD-11s after a fiery crash in Louisville, Kentucky earlier this month. 14 people were killed, including the plane's crew of 3, when the left engine detached during takeoff. Now the company says that fleet is expected to miss the peak holiday season as it goes through inspections and possible repairs. An internal memo predicts it'll be several months before the MD-11 fleet returns to service. UPS says it intends to rely on contingency plans to deliver for customers throughout the peak holiday season. I'm Ben Thomas.
Today is Sunday, November the 30th, the 334th day of 2025, just 31 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1936, London's Crystal Palace Exhibition Hall burned to the ground. This is SRN News.